Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number two here on this horrific Tuesday with Nick and Ken on the BetQL network. Really fun first hour of the show where we talked about, I don't even know, a little NBA and then what else?
Like Kia Hamsters, the Party Hamsters, Rock Anthem.
Welcome to June 28th when there's nothing in
winless for Wembanyama.
I think like I might get super into like the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes this year.
Have you ever watched a YouTube video of him playing basketball?
I have not, but I'm going to rectify that.
That should be like the break before the power hour, and then you come on and like tell us about all the things.
And just gush about Victor Wembanyama and how I need him on the Knicks. Looking forward to that.
Watch 2 minutes, and you're going to want him on the Knicks immediately. You're going to try to, you know, have Rick Brunson fly over there and talk to him.
Great, great. Said as long as this kid doesn't get signed for $100 million, I'm fine with that. The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, joins us 1 hour from now. Pam Aldonado from Yahoo Sports also joins us in hour number three. James Mazzola also joins us in hour number three. Power hour, final hour of the show. All our bets for tonight. But we're going to spend this entire hour continuing a topic that we started yesterday on the show, inspired by the Colorado Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup on Sunday, arguably like one of like the two or three best teams that we've seen thus far this century in the National Hockey League. I love the National Football League. Ken loves the National Football League. It's everyone's favorite thing. And I think that's kind of the most fun debate out of all the four major North American team sports, right? Which has been the best NFL team of the 2000s in the last 22 years, which is the best one. And I actually think, and he's a friend of mine, so like I know people like, oh, well, Nick always says this about Pete and people like this, whatever. Pete is actually the best person to talk about this as a legit, real deal NFL historian who knows his stuff from the 60s, the 70s, and onward. Someone who can give us unbelievable perspective on this. Senior NFL writer for CBS Sports. You watch him on CBS Sports HQ. You follow him on Twitter at Prisco CBS, the great Pete Prisco. Pete, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
By the way, Colorado can't be one of the best teams of the last decade because of the goalie. You just can't put them in that category.
Sure. I think like they could be like the third or fourth best team of the last like 20 plus years though, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think both of the Tampa teams, the last two Tampa, particularly last year's Tampa team was better. The goalie's better.
Everyone said that this year's Tampa team was the best one though of the three. They even said that.
They all got hurt. They're all hurt. They lost Braden Point. They lost, you know, the other guys were playing with bum legs and bum knees that needed surgery. And they still lost two games in overtime.
Nah, but Pete, isn't it kind of about like, okay, so you're completely right. Like, I don't think there's any argument that Darcy Kemper is awesome. Like, no one's ever going to make that argument. But couldn't they have just been so good offensively with Makar, like, directing their attack? Sort of like, I mean, we're about to do the NFL teams, like, you know, would anybody argue that the Ravens offense in 2000 was this like transcendent unit? Like, so you win in different ways, right? So maybe the Avalanche just win in a different way, but can't they still be the best then?
No, because I don't think, I think hockey, more so than any other sport, that goalie gets hot, is playing at a high level, you're probably going to win if you have the good pieces around them. And so, no, I can't put them up there. I love watching them. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they can fly around that ice, and Makar is fantastic, and you know, McKinnon can skate the hell out of it, and they got a bunch of grinders on that team when they need them too. But no, I can't put them up there of the last decade. Six or seven, but not as one of the top one or two. I can't put them up there.
Yeah, I think this is what makes this such a fascinating conversation. You could do it in all sports, really, and especially in the National Football League. So I'm sure the answer to this will spawn a bunch of follow-up questions here, Pete. The best NFL team of the 2000s, whether the team won the Super Bowl or not, which is it and why?
Well, the best is an easy one. I mean, that's the Patriots team that should have went undefeated and lost to the Giants. I mean, that was the best team of all of them, and I don't think there's any argument about that. They just didn't win in the big moment. And, you know, that's why you can't, you know, put them as the greatest team of all time. But you can put them as I think you could put them in the conversation as the number one team in the 2000s. I don't think there's any question about that. If they played, let's put it this way, if they played a tournament of all these teams, they'd win it.
Would they? So that's my question, because Nick and I are going to debate this in the next two segments. So there's probably not going to be a debate about who had the best regular season of this 22 years. That's kind of what you're pointing out, basically. Like, it was the Patriots, and like, I don't even know who would be second necessarily. That would be the argument. But if we're having a tournament of all the best teams, like the Patriots in their biggest moment failed, the tournament would be like the new biggest moment. Like, that would be the new biggest game. They'd play the 2013 Seahawks, or they play the 2000 Ravens, or they play a team like that. So like, what if the attribute of the Patriots that went undefeated in the regular season was that they were not good in big games? So like,
or like Belichick's going to have five guys blocking like the 2000 Ravens he did in the Super Bowl against the Giants, and Tom Brady's going to be peeled off the turf with the spatula, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. I mean, we've seen great teams that lost in the moment. I mean, and you know, I always go back to Villanova and Georgetown, and Villanova was actually a better team than people give them credit for when you go back and look at it. But Georgetown was the powerhouse of those teams and should have won the game, but they didn't. Some days you just don't have it. And look, New England, if you play the tournament and you guys are betting guys and you like odds, you'd make them the favorite. Would you not? I mean, they were number one score. They averaged 36, what, 8.5 points a game. And not just that, they were Belichickian on defense. They were fourth in, what, points that year. Of course they're the number one seed.
Take the 2007 Patriots out of the equation. Besides for the 2007 Patriots, the best team of the century, who is it?
I'm going to go to another team that didn't win. I'm going to go to the 2001 Rams. And, look, there's a lot of questionable stuff that hangs over that loss to the Patriots. We know that.
What Pete's trying to say is that the Patriots cheated with Spygate. That's what Pete's trying to say.
Video cameras were heavily involved.
Yeah, there's probably more of the story, too, that will someday come out. But I think when you look at this, they you know, the points they averaged that year, I mean, they scored, what, 500 points that year. And they were really good on defense. They were, you know, third in total defense that year. And so that's why it's hard for me to say this, but I got two losers at 1 and 2, two teams that didn't win the Super Bowl are up there at 1 and 2 for me.
Well, so this is the interesting part, Pete. So like, you picked two teams that didn't win, and especially that Rams team. So they went 14-2. They lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots, the nefarious stuff that went on behind the scenes. Like, how much do you weight regular season then? Cause you could also go with, there's a couple other regular season teams that I think then stand out. The most notable would probably be the Panthers that lost to Denver in the Super Bowl and went 15-1 in the regular season. Like, how much are you weighting one versus the other? I mean, we're probably asking about best Super Bowl champion then in a second, since we're going with all the, apparently this is the losers bracket of like the great teams that never got it done. What about the Cam Newton Patriots? Only one regular season loss. None of the teams I guess the Patriots, but some of the other teams we've talked about can't say that.
Yeah, that's true. But I think sometimes you got to go with your eyes, too. I mean, you can't just be numbers, right? Don't you have to go with your eyes sometimes, too, and figure out who the best team is? And did anything that year tell you that you thought they were the best team? Not me. So, no, I'm not going to put them even in that category. You know, some people would put that Denver team that lost to Seattle as one of the 10 best in the last decade, and they scored a boatload of points, but they lost the game, which I think you go back, that Seattle team is one of the top five of the last decade. That team was phenomenal. I mean, the way they played defense, and Russell Wilson was starting to come into his own, and they could run the ball. I mean, that team is the one I think would be on this list, higher, maybe even three or four on this list among the greatest teams of the last century.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You better, here with Nick and Ken talking the NFL with Pete Prisco, best teams of the 2000s. So, Pete, you gave us two teams that didn't win the Super Bowl, right? The 2007 Patriots and the 2001 Rams. Out of the Super Bowl champions in this century, and I don't think your answer is the 2013 Seahawks based on how you worded that. You said the Seahawks might be higher than people expect. I don't think they're going to be your number one. Out of all the Super Bowl champions in this century, which one is the best?
Yeah, I mean, Seattle's up there. I mean, I'm going to make a case for it, but I think the 16 Patriots were really, really good.
The team that beat the Falcons.
Yep.
Yeah, that team was phenomenal. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Gronk hurt down the stretch and they had problems without him the way they played? That team, to me, was one of the better. What did they go, 14-2?
Yep,
and they scored, and they had the I think they were the number one defense in the league that year. So I think that team is in the conversation. I'd probably pick them, that 16 Patriots. And let's be real. I mean, to do what they did to come back shows you a lot of that about them as a team. But they kind of got ambushed in that game a little bit, were a little shaky. And that tells you how great you are when you come back from that kind of deficit. So I'd probably put them in the conversation with the 13 Seahawks. And, you know, maybe the 19 Chiefs. I mean, that team was damn good on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is the 19 Ravens probably had the best regular season by a mile that year. And then the 49ers and Chiefs obviously both made deeper playoff runs. So even like who was the best team in 2019? It's like a weird, kind of a weird conversation. Pete, I alluded to this earlier, like teams win in different ways, right? And I'm curious, when I was kind of like making my list for this, something that came up immediately was like, within the debate about the best team, like who was the best offense of this period of time? Who was the best defense of this period of time? Offense actually proved to be very interesting. Maybe it's the undefeated Patriots, right? Like the scoring and the point margin in their games was so crazy. The 2007 undefeated regular season Patriots. But you brought up the 2001 Rams, who I think are in the discussion. And then the 2011 Packers also have to be in the discussion when you just look at like the metrics of what happened that season. 15-1, didn't win the Super Bowl, lost to the Giants, but just points scored. And that was Rodgers at like the height of his powers. Would you pick one of those three best offense that we've had since 2000?
Yeah, I'd go with the greatest show on turf. I mean, that's the one I would go with. And don't get me wrong, I love what the Patriots did that year and everything they did, but they didn't have Marshall Faulk. And that's the difference. And so I would go with that as the greatest offense. But you're right, that Packers team that lost was just on a – looked like it was on the fast track to go into the Super Bowl, and it didn't happen. And when they did win it, remember, they went the wild card route. Now, that was the best playoff offense. Rodgers, what he did in those postseason was fantastic, all on the road. That was amazing. You know, here's the other thing. You know, you bring up the offenses. How do we feel about the 2000 Ravens? Because that's my next question
to you, Pete, is the 2000 Ravens. I think they're the – I think I would pick them to beat any team in the century. I think you disagree, right?
Well, the way the game is played now, Nick, I don't think they would. I mean, if the – you know, with the rules changes and everything the way it is now, no, they wouldn't. But you put them in the middle of that – you know, you put them in 2008 and play any of these teams, and yes, I would say yes, they would win. Now – they're still the number one scoring defense over the course of a 16-game season. I mean, that's incredible. But I watched Jacksonville put up 36 on – I think it was 36 on them one day. And Jimmy Smith went for 250 receiving yards and three touchdowns, and they couldn't stop him. And I asked Ray Lewis about that because, you know, Ray did some work with us, and he said, yeah, Dwayne Starks never played man-to-man like that ever again after what he did to him. He said, we stopped that, and that turned their defense around. But – you know, they did give up a boatload of points in that one game. But I'm with you, Nick. I don't think that team gets to do it deserves. That defense was unreal. But what they were unreal at, and, you know, God rest his soul, Tony Siragusa just died. But with Siragusa and Adams next to each other, they choked off the run. And nobody, you know, everybody wanted to try and throw on him after that. And with those guys, they pinned their ears back and went. And they were great rushing the passer because Peter Boulware was fantastic. But the guy that never gets to do he deserves is Mike McCrary. And Tony Boselli to this day swears Mike McCrary is the toughest guy he ever faced. And he never gets to do. But that I'm with you, Nick. I think that team deserves to get, you know, more accolades and more credit than it gets.
About 30 seconds here, Pete. Like the 2010 Packers wild card team goes and wins the Super Bowl, favorite in the Super Bowl. The 2007 Giants, the 2011 Giants. What about teams that get hot and just roll through the postseason and win the championship? Is there a case to be made after the fact that those might actually be the best teams because of what they were able to do in the biggest moments in about 30 seconds?
What about the two? Yeah, you could make a case for that. What about the 2002 Bucks? They did the same type of thing. I mean,
sure.
The 2000 Ravens. Yeah. The 2000 Ravens didn't win their division.
Yeah.
No, they did not.
The Titans did. They beat the Broncos in the first round that went to Tennessee in the second round.
Right. And so, yeah, I think when you look at it, Nick, if you get hot at the right time, the Eagles that one year, I mean, they got hot at the right – teams that get hot at the right time, you can make a case for that. But when we do this, we kind of discount that a little bit. I think we look at the dominance over the course of the season. And then if the team has a misstep in the Super Bowl, sometimes you got to look at it and say, hey, it just wasn't their day. Because if you made spread – you guys make lines. Nick, I know you make lines every single week. If you make a line on this tournament, You would have the Patriots as the number one seed, and you'd have them like a field goal favorite over anybody.
What would the spread be in your mind, Pete? 2007 Patriots versus the 2000 Ravens.
It would be bloated, and we would take the Ravens. Let's put it that way.
Do you agree with that?
I think current rules.
You think it would be if your current rules? It would probably be what? Six?
Current rules, it might be the Patriots by a touchdown if it's current rules. Yeah.
You would, and I would take the Ravens because it would be a field goal game. Because that would
How
be
about 2007 Patriots versus 2013 Seahawks.
Probably four.
Yeah, Patriots by more than three, but less than six. I think probably makes a lot of sense also. I love the inclusion of the 2001 Rams into all of this. I think it's very interesting that the two best teams of the century might actually be teams that did not win the Super Bowl. I think it was pretty awesome. Pete, this was awesome, as your spots always are here on You Better You Bet. We appreciate it, my friend. Everyone follow him on Twitter at PriscoCBS. Tell him how awesome he is. Pete's a really gregarious guy. He loves that. And we'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
Pete Prisco joining us here on You Better You Bet. What'd you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're primed for the next couple of segments here, for sure. And for the tournament. Like, now we're primed for the tournament, really. That's what needs to happen.
We need to discuss seeding also.
Yeah. Well, we should do that for the next two segments as well.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that. Next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.